Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unmask and Identify Radio. I am your host, Jeray Speaks, where we talk about faith, life, marriage, and everything that surrounds our purpose. So make sure that you get your favorite beverage and a pen and a notepad as we dive into today's topic. I look forward to hearing from you guys and also to push you where God has purpose for your life. Welcome to the discussion on Unmask and Identify Radio. Hey, you guys, and good evening, and welcome to Watch Your Words edition of Unmasked and Identified Radio. On this discussion, I am going to be taking you guys on a journey. Yes, a journey of how sometimes our words can be so dangerous and so horrible as we are getting out of that comfort zone and allowing God to prune us. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you guys are in a season where your words are being muted for the protection of what God is doing, do not think it's strange, because sometimes God will humble us in areas where we think, okay, well, Lord, why are they getting away with this or getting away with that? And God is making us low so he can exalt us in different seasons and stages in our lives. So if you are in that season, do not fret. You are not alone. Trials and tests, they will come, but we have to learn how to be humble. And sometimes it's hard keeping your mouth closed due to incidents and certain situations, right? But I want to encourage you guys that if you do things in the right perspective, everything will always come back full circle. And I'm just going to talk from a self-perspective as I always. Right now, I'm just learning so many things, right? So many things that it is shaking the core of what I used to know of myself. And that's a good thing, because sometimes when we go on a journey, sometimes we have to rediscover ourselves. We have to discover what we can handle and what we can't, what we need to let go, what we need to lay down at the altar, what doors we really have to trust God to close, and we don't need to run back and open them back up, because some things are dangerous for us to walk through. And sometimes when we go through doors that God meant to be closed for a time or for forever, sometimes we can walk in really, really sticky situations. So I'm going to be discussing relationships in the first 15 minutes of this segment. So I had to take a deep breather. If anybody knows themselves, right, they know their love language, their tolerance of things, the way that they need to be communicated to. Me, my love language is communication, affection, and food, and loyalty, and honesty, and commitment. And I know that a lot of things, and respect. Yeah. So, and a long list of things, right? But sometimes we can sometimes when I look at things, it'll seem like, oh, well, you know, you don't have to worry about this. You know, they'll get around to it. No, what I learned, even with being in a personal relationship with the opposite sex and wanting to be married and do all this and that, red flags come up. I want to tell you that I've experienced this a couple of weeks ago, and I have to cut this person off, because I'm like this. If I tell you I don't ask you for much, and plus it was a long-distance relationship, long-distance relationships require communication, video chat. And it doesn't have to be like all every hour on the hour, but it needs to be reciprocated. If I send you a text and you leave me on read for hours on end for more than 6 hours, I have a problem. I will catch an attitude. Why? Because if I took the time to sit there and think about you and really put forth an effort to communicate with you, and all you tell me was I was busy, I have a busy schedule too, right? And so with that, it's just like I just start weighing the cards out. Because let me tell you this, men and women, love is not going to stretch your relationship. There are boundaries that you have to check off because people, if they're not the right person for you, they will take advantage of weaknesses. They will take advantage of, oh, she loves me or he loves me, and they're always going to be there. So that's why I always tell people to watch your words. And I don't do, oh, the vibe thing or the energy thing, but trust me and believe I will match how you're treating me. I just won't do it. So I just started paying attention. Every time I would say, you know, I'm not feeling this, you know, maybe this is not going anywhere, that would be the time where, oh, I'm getting all these, you know, conversations and all this other stuff. But if you cannot on your own free will and method have a conversation with me just because you want to, and I know my worth as a woman, I know what I give and I bring to the table, guess what? I'm a grown woman, right? And we are all grown. I don't like to lack in anything. And I don't like who I'm dealing with to lack in anything if I can help it. So that's why I always want to birth new stuff. Now, I wasn't even being pushy or anything like that. I was just stating how I felt. And it turned into you're tripping and all this other stuff, right? We are going to unmask this thing. Because a lot of times when we are in relationship, it is not the relationship that God has called for us to be. And I kept on pushing the narrative. Oh, God, this is who I want to be with. You know, I love this person. And it was so hard just to walk away. It was so hard to say, you know what, I'm not about to do this because I don't want to miss anything. One, I don't want to miscommunicate what God is speaking to my heart. I don't want to miscommunicate where I think God wants me to be versus where my desires are. And although God does say he will give us the desires of our hearts, guess what? What I carry, everybody can't hold me in the space where God has me. And I'm not being boastful. I'm just being very matter of fact. I came to the conclusion that games were being played and God kept on revealing. I'm not talking about in no visions or dreams. I'm talking about the way that he speaks. There's somebody else. There's somebody else. And I'm just like, Lord, what? Dre, you trip. And God, I was praying one day and I'm going to tell you this just before I say anything else. God will let you try out sometimes what you want just so you can learn your lesson. Don't believe me. Keep on living. I was sitting and I was journaling the other morning. It had to be like no more than a week ago. And I remember God was like, are you ready to be with such and such? And I'm like, yeah, crying. Like, oh, my God, Lord, you really going to let me do this? Let me tell you, God plays no games about his children. All red flags start coming out. See, God can show us better than what we can see because sometimes it's like, okay, well, Lord, I'm doing this for you and I want to be with this person, blah, 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 but that's not the path that God wants me to travel with that person. And I'm saying that they're a bad person. They're just not the right person for me, right? And so when I started to think about stuff, I was just like, you know what? I reciprocate stuff when I need to. And I was sometimes being stubborn and I don't pay attention to them. So I was like, you know what? I really start to take my feelings off the equation and start really listening to what God said. And when I started just really listening to stuff, things weren't adding up. And God deals with me really profound in dreams and in visions. And when I was just looking at stuff, I was like, I just started just getting real flustered. I was like, you know what? No. I'd have been through too much in relationships to sit up here and allow this, that, and the third to happen. And so, you know, I had to really put on my big girl underwear. And I said, you know what? Enough is enough. Mind you, I'm keeping myself. I'm not out here kissing on nobody. I'm not here out here being sexually active because I'm a real woman, right? I'm one of those people, like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it wholeheartedly. I'm not going to serve God halfway, been there, done that. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not about to do all this and then just be let down. And mind you, I just want to speak to the women and the men since, you know, this kind of topic just flooded in because it has everything to do with holding your words. It has everything to do with watching and being careful of what you're saying to people. And so when you are watching your words, you want to be very careful of the choices you make, of what you come into agreement with, of who you're telling X, Y, and Z, and who you are trusting with your pearls. You really want to make sure that, you know, you're not just sitting up here just having conversations just to be having them. Because let me tell you what goes on in communication is truth, and then people can use your truth to try to despair or discourage you, especially when love is involved. So that's why you got to watch your words. I'm not saying that that is with all people, but it's with most that I've experienced. And so I changed the trajectory of how I see things. You know, I started to be like, okay, well, Lord, I want to be single for the rest of my life and just serve you. The devil is a lie and his raggedy mama, because I'm going to tell you why. Just because something didn't work out on the dating scene doesn't mean that I'm going to discard my heart or shut down the blinders on love and just be like, oh, Lord, I just want to be a nun. No, because guess what? Everybody that God has called to be in a union together where two people come together and get married, it's the best time in the world as a celebration for those two people. But you want to make sure that you are in the right component in life, in your life, to measure up to where God wants you. You don't want to move ahead. And I believe that's what I was doing. I was moving ahead because my heart was like, oh, my God, you really love him and blah, blah, blah. But then my spirit kept on saying he's not the one. And I was like, shut up, shut up, said my spirit, man. And I'm going to always tell you, with me, God is always going to win, because I had to really start fine-tuning my heart. I really had to really start fine-tuning the areas where I was not really paying attention and not really sitting up here really hearing what God wanted me to hear. Because I would be like, okay, Lord, you said this, and then, you know, I would just push all the other stuff to the window because I had history with this person, you know? I had history with this person, and I loved him, right? And so when you love somebody, that can blind everything that you are doing, because you'll be like, oh, my God, you know, they're going to change, and I'm just going to pray and blah, blah, blah. You can pray till the cows come home. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to mean what I say, and I'm going to say what I'm going to mean on this subject because I want to help somebody. God will never go against somebody's free will. Although we desire somebody to change, God will if somebody doesn't want to live life with Christ, God is not going to come against that will. And so praying, I was all like, oh, you can make him a man of God and yada, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, and God, you can do it. And I was reading scripture, the sanctified wife will sanctify the husband. Whole time God is like, but that's not your husband, boo. And I was like, and it broke me up on the inside for two reasons. Because our chemistry is so spot on, right? And we have like these long intellectual conversations. You know, you got to stimulate my mind because I'm very inquisitive. I'm very smart. I'm very much, you know, a brainiac. So if you can't stimulate my mind, it's like, what are you talking to me for? When, as far as like, if you're going to be my man and everything like this, and you have to be somebody that can intrigue me, because that's one of my triggers, you know, in a good way. And so he did that for me, and I was like, I am not about to lose this and blah, blah, blah. But then, you know what, I had to be reminded of whatever is meant for me to lose, God got something better. And I had to come to that conclusion. I really had to come to that conclusion and just be like, thank you for opening up my eyes. And as I said before, this person is not a bad person, but it's just not the person for me. And I had to be okay with that. I had to really be okay with that. And as I began to be okay with that, it's like my eyes were beginning to open up more that, okay, you were invested a lot in this relationship because this is our third time getting back together in the past 2 years. We broke up for various reasons. Trust me, I'm going to tell y'all about that later, but not in this discussion because it's a lot. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, my heart can just, you know, lead me back to love that is not meant to be reconciled. And so I was just like, Lord, you know, I need you to fix the elements of this and to help me to honestly just wait for whoever you have for me. So right now my mind is focused on not even that no more, because like once I just, you know, surrendered and let go and just was like, okay, Lord, whatever you are doing, I just start really shifting and getting back to purpose. I was already working on purpose, but just like, you know, getting back up, because it was just thinking about him, you know, I'm sending this more than text and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, it'll be a hit and miss. And just other signs start coming up. So I was just like, I laid everything on the line. I said, you're not my person. And it scared me to say that to him. And he was like, you know what? I don't need this and yada, yada, yada. Men and women, you have to know. You have to be bold enough with respect to let somebody know how you feel. And I began to lose interest. I began to lose interest because if I'm going to just be honest, if I'm sitting up here giving you all of me and you only giving me 45% of you, because you're telling me you're busy and you're telling me, oh, you know, babe, it's not like that and yada, yada, yada. Actions speak louder than words. There's a saying, when a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Because you know what I was doing? I was relying on a love that we had when we first got together. Now, I hadn't seen him in a year. It's been a year and some months since I've seen him. And we linked back up because our moms are best friends or whatever. And so we started talking back and everything. And I was like, shh, bet, like, we gonna work this out. You can't live off old feelings, old circumstances, old chemistry, because being apart from somebody from a year times changes a lot of stuff in people's character. I don't care what you say, it does, because we are always elevating as people. And I told him, I said, I'm not that same person that left California and came out here to Mississippi. I'm different. I'm more wise. I'm more mature. So I'm a woman that knows what she wants now. And he kept telling me, no, I want that same. I was about to slip and tell y'all my nickname, but I'm not. I want that same person I was in love with. I said, she's not here anymore. She's not here anymore. I have to introduce you to the new person that I am, you know, fully focused, fully mature, fully aware of what I will stand by and what I won't stand by. And that's what did it for him. And so I was okay with that. You know, I was okay with, you know, I had to become okay, because one thing I am not going to do and I refuse to do is turn completely back into the old version of me. Not that it was bad, but I had to mature in some ways, right? And I would never go back into the default of myself just to please someone else, and you shouldn't either. You know, there comes a time where you have to pick and choose who you are going to talk to, who you are going to allow God to let go. And sometimes those heartstrings will pull on you. And sometimes you will be so involved that you can't see clearly. And I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't see clearly, because every time I heard his voice, I was like, Lord, help me. You know, Lord, really help me, because it kind of swayed, you know, what I wanted to do. And when I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I deserve someone that's going to be into me the way that I am into them. I deserve someone that is going to really see me as God sees me. And that's just what it is. And I want to just promote that it's not a bad thing when you break up with somebody just because you have standards that hold value. Doesn't make them a bad person, regardless of, you know, of how you spin it, what you guys been through, because everybody plays a part in a relationship, right? But be honest, you know, don't hold back and be like, oh, it's you and blah, blah, blah. Even if it is them, you don't have to rub things in people's face. You know, this is just, you know, my advice from me to you. If you lose interest, right, in a person, or if you feel like, hey, this door needs to be closed, this is no longer going into where, you know, the Lord is taking me or where you're headed in life, yada, 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 don't make the person feel bad. Just be straight up and honest and do not sugarcoat anything, because regardless if they take it easy or hard or they may be mad or with you, just because you don't have to say, well, you know, this is just, you can just leave it simple and plain as, I don't want to do this anymore and I don't want to be with you. That's all you have to say. You know, you don't have to drag it through the mud, yada, yada, yada. Once I told him how I felt, things started to get a tad bit heated, and I said, you know what? I'm not about to argue. I'm not about to fight. I lost interest due to these reasons, and I no longer want to do this. And he was like, okay. And the next thing I did, because this was the hardest part, I deleted text because I don't want to go through the, oh, let me just go read this so I can laugh and blah, blah. No. And I deleted the phone number. First, I blocked it because I'm like, oh, I can block it, blah, blah, blah. But then there's that thing where, oh, if you can call me from a block, no, we're not going to do that. No block numbers. I had to delete it because, for me, that's just freeing myself. It can be whatever to you, but for me, it was just like a symbolic release of, you know what, I have to move on and just adjust, you know. And then whenever God leads my husband to me, because I ain't going to find him because I ain't the dude, you know, I'm the woman. Whenever God leads my husband to me, that's going to be what it is. And I'm not really focused on that. You know, I'm focused on really doing what God has called me to do and just unmasking flaws that I have and holes and areas that need to be filled up correctly on how I view relationships or how I view just things that I no longer accept, and just seeing myself different when it comes to being with myself, because self-love is really beautiful. You have to watch how you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself, and how you allow God to direct you, because you have to open up. I remember just quickly going into self-care because that's important, you know, making sure that I keep my regimens going as far as like, and it's just for me, this might not work for you, but hey, I was on my healthy life change anyway. So I told myself that I wasn't going to allow that to hinder me, because sometimes us as women, I don't know how it is for men, because I'm not a dude, so I can only speak for me. Sometimes when women, well, me, when I used to go through breakups, I'm like, oh, life is over, and, you know, cry and everything like that. No, okay? No, because we're mature around here now. So I really just focus on self-care. I'm going to tell y'all what I did. So I was really looking into doing like the rice method, water method, because I'm natural. And so I was just working on how to do it properly and everything. And it grows your hair. It's a benefit of high protein. And so that's what I did. I used that. I twisted my hair and I got this curly twist out right now. And it's cute. If you guys want to see it, you guys can go on my Instagram. Find me at Mendeval, and I'm going to put it up on my story after this. So I just want you guys to change your words. Watch your words. Watch how you speak to yourself. Watch how you commune with others. Watch how you speak to God. Watch how you just, you know, direct your words in every category of your life, in business, in personal, in association. And you'll see that, okay, you know what? Hey, I used to do this. I no longer desire to form my words like this no more, because you have to start thinking highly of yourself. And once you start thinking highly of yourself, and not highly in yourself, let me break this down, not highly of yourself where you're just arrogant or just, you know, obnoxious. I'm saying having confidence on how you use your words, having confidence to say, you know what? Right now is a personal time for me to self-engage with myself, learning myself, learning how to speak to myself, learning how to build me up. Build me up in whatever stages of your life where you need to be filled up. And you don't want to walk that road alone. You want to make sure that you are taking God with you. You know, this morning, I'm going to just be open and honest like I always am, because this is Unmask and Identify Radio. And we tell nothing but transparency, truth over here. So this morning I was sitting and I was getting some work done in my office. And I was just like, you know what, Lord, I'm tired, you know, because there's a lot going on besides what I just told you guys. There's a lot going on, personal, business, ministry. And I was like, oh, Lord, this is a lot. And sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to just break down. So I was just like, you know what? I started to play the new album by Chandler Moore. I love him. Chandler Moore, if you ever listen to this, shout out to you, because you be getting me through some stuff. And he has this song, and it's called Feelings. And I was like, and it spoke to me just so good. You know, sometimes when we are going through things and we're feeling a certain type of way, we're feeling like, oh, I have to rush out of this mindset. No, and rush out of this and rush out of that, rush out of this feeling. But instead of rushing it out, I want to implore you guys to allow God to take you through it. Allow God to take you through it so that it won't resurface. Allow God to take you through it so it won't manifest into nothing that the enemy can come back years later and use over your head. Down to how you feel, down to what you say, down to everything. And so when this happens, when you allow God to just really come in and flow, he will sit and he will be with you. And I remember listening to this song and I was just crying. I was all like, God, X, Y, and Z, because it's personal, right? And tears just started to stream down my eyes. And I just had a release. And I couldn't just rush and go back to work. I had to just really sit there for a few minutes and just say, you know what, Lord, thank you. You know, just thank you, because he's always there to help us where we lack. You know, sometimes we don't always have strength as leaders, or, you know, just different stuff. And when I'm speaking as we, I'm speaking to you guys too. When I'm saying me, I mean me. There's just a whole bunch of stuff, right, that goes on, and people's situations, personal life, and you have to bear that up on top of everything else you have to do. You know, you got to smile here and smile there, but you know what? God realizes who you are. So unmask the words that people have spoken over you. Declare that you will not be held in that state of which they spoke over you, because you have to decree and declare that you are not a misfit. You are not a throwaway. You are not a has-been. You are not a mistake. And sometimes when people speak, you know, negatively about you, sometimes we believe it. You know, sometimes people can tell you, oh, you will never be this, or you will never reach the height where God, where people prophesied and said that you will be, because you have this going on and you can't get over this. And you get, the devil is a lie. You will get over that. You will see the mountaintop. You will go into that place where God has set you to be in. You will reach the pinnacles and heights in your career, in your business, in your marriage, in your life, in your mother or fatherhood. You know, a lot of times we might not know how to do things exactly right at that moment. But guess what? God can use everything that we are learning as a weapon of mass destruction against the enemy. He will give you beauty for ashes. You just have to learn how to bow down. And a lot of times it could be so tough. It could be so tough to just allow God in, because it seems like we're probably suffocating because a lot of things are going on. But I'm telling you, watch your words, because the more and more you watch your words, the more and more you can allow God to come in. And you know what, when you watch your words and you say, you know what, Lord, just come in and have your way. You know, it's not always, oh Lord, yeah. You know, sometimes we just got to sit up here and take away all the stuff that people has taught us, you know, blah, blah, blah. Get real with God. Get real with God with your words. be thankful that you have a divine connection with God, a real relationship with God, a God that cares enough to care about you and say, you know what, my child right here is suffering and they called out to me. Sometimes we don't have the words to say or pray. Sometimes we can just sit there and cry and just be like, Lord, I don't even understand what's going on right now. I got some news last night, and it took me for a loop, something that's going on with my family. And I was like, you know what, Lord, I didn't have much to say, but I knew, I said, Lord, I know that you're going to get us through this. I was just numb. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to somebody that I love. And I was like, Lord, I know that you're going to get us through this. Lord, you said vengeance is yours. And I just started just covering them. And I just started just speaking the word. I mean, it would, when you have very little to say and you know the power that God has in his word, it still works, still works. And it's like we got to use our words to be powerful. We got to use our words because there's strength in them. We got to use those words to compel the heart of God, right? And when we do that, God will draw us closer to him. Because guess what? God is he's close to the brokenhearted. He's not going to leave you. He is not going to leave you at all. When you feel like, hey, look, I can't do X, Y, and Z, throw it on God's shoulder. He can take it. Throw it on God's shoulder. He can take it. He can take it. I promise you, he can take it. Throw it on God's shoulders. Because guess what? God says that he would give us his strength, not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endures to the end. I love that verse because it is something that I rely on when I feel weak, when I feel weighted down, when I feel like I want to scream, when I feel like my words need to be exchanged with somebody because I feel like they popped off. God's like, shut up. Don't say nothing. And guess what? I don't. But guess what? I know he has me. And guess what? I don't look for revenge no more because guess what? God takes care of babies and fools. And sometimes people really don't see what they do. Sometimes people are more angry at themselves more than they are at you, and they will allow their words to spew out. You have to recognize the difference. And when people want to harm you on purpose with their words and when they are not themselves. I'm not saying it's right either way, but you have to discern the difference. And you really have to not combat back because you want to make sure, it's hard, you want to make sure that everything is in your life is aligning with what where God has you because you don't want to do seasons and repeat seasons like you're on a sitcom or on a reality TV show. You don't want to do that. And as hard as it may be, you have total control over what comes out of your mouth. You can speak life and death. You can hinder or you can heal. It's as simple as that. You can learn the easy way or you can learn the hard way. So what are you speaking right now out of your mouth? Are you speaking love? Are you speaking life? Are you speaking regret? Are you speaking discord? Any area of your life with your words that are not pleasing God, I want you to surrender everything to God because your midnight will turn into day, but you have to allow God to do it. You cannot rush things and say, you know what, this is taking too long, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, I know how it is. But you have to be in an alignment where God has you. It's very important that you stick where God has you versus where you want to be. I know. It may not always seem like, okay, well, this is doing this or this is working or this is taking so long, God. Why do I have to wait? Why do I have to bear all these things? Why do I have to do this and why do I have to do that? If God told you why, if God told you, look, okay, I'm about to let you walk in this door in 10 months, but you got to sit over here on this egg and not let it crack. You got to take it with you everywhere, and you got to make sure that even if you got to run, jog, and everything like that, don't let it break. That would be a hard task, right? A hard task. So just imagine if God is telling you, hold on. Hold on. He's giving you signs, miracles, and wonders. And he's not giving you an exact date like, okay, on April 21st of 2022, you're going to come out this situation. You know? And sometimes he'll let things be, and then he'll come in and give you that peace. We have to endure as good soldiers. We have to really sit up here and be hidden in God. God tells us that he will hide us under his wings. And when God hides us, it's to protect us. When God hides us, it's to allow us to be safe in him. We have to learn how to be safe in God. To learn how to be safe in God. Once we are safe in God, we have to know, okay, God, this is what you meant when you said we need to watch our words. We need to sit up here and really demonstrate the love of you. And when we demonstrate the love of God, what happens? I'm going to read it to you. 3:18. Yeah, 3:18. It says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Right? That is 1 John 3:18. I'm going to read it again. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Right? Because truth is an action. You can't see it, but you can hear it and you can feel it because God will give you that discernment, right? He will give you that discernment to say, something ain't right, or this bears fruit. You'll know exchange in good, and you'll know when, if you were in tune all the way, you'll know that something feels shifty, something ain't right over there, right? And so when that happens, God will give you what to say, what to do, and everything of that nature. And so once that happens, you'll really learn how God is working, how God is working in you, and how God is doing stuff. Now, I want to go over to 1 Corinthians 12:10. It says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophesy, to another, discerning of spirit, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, interpretation of tongues. See, everything is aligning, right? You have to know what is being said. When people are speaking, God will give you the ears to hear if you are in tune to what he is saying. You know, if you are drowning in what's going on around you, your words cannot be established. Your ears cannot be established to hear the words that God wants to speak to you. You have to learn how to be mindful, be careful, and watch your words. It is very crucial in this season, people of God, to watch your words. Your words will demonstrate the heart of your heart where you are. If you're mad, it's going to show out of your mouth and your body language. If you're feeling indifferent when somebody walks in a room, it'll show. It'll show. Because your body language and the way you move and the way you talk with your eyes, it shows. It shows. It shows the attitude. It shows everything that's happening. It shows the measure of confidence you may have. It shows. And so you have to be very careful of how you do things in this season. Why? Because it matters. It matters. It matters. I'm going to read you Psalm 52:2. And it reads, thy tongue deviseth mischief like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Is your tongue working deceitfully? That is in Psalm 52:2. Is your tongue working deceitfully? Are you going against what God has told you of your own self and not of what he said? Right? Are you doing that? Are you making sure that everything God has told you to do, is being done the right way. This is the last scripture that I'm going to read, and it's in Job 15:5. It says, "For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thy choice chooses the tongue of the crafty." Crafty ain't good. It is not good at all. When people are doing crafty stuff, or if I see a username that says crafty, oh, I run away. I run away because that's not good. In this time, I just want to encourage you guys to watch your words. Watch what you speak over yourself. Watch what you speak over your household. Watch who you allow people to speak over you. Watch how you allow people to speak over your children. Watch how you allow people just to speak in general where they have no merit, where God has not given them authority to speak over you, okay? That's the bottom line. When you are in transition in your life and God is leveling you up, you got to be mindful of the things that you are doing. You got to be mindful of everything that you're doing because you don't want to get caught and allow the enemy to make false accusations of you just because you were in a season where you were feeling a certain type of way and you allowed something to utter out your mouth that you can't take back. Because a lot of times when we speak venom out of our mouth, we bruise people. We bruise people when we don't know where that person is. You can say something wrong to somebody, and this is facts. So watch what you say to people. And they can be in their lives. You know how many people that are walking around here that are suicidal? How many people are walking around here that, oh, somebody say one more thing to me. I'm going to end them, and I'm going to end me. That's harsh, right? You have people that are really out here like that. Look at the two cases that happened within the last few weeks or weeks apart. A Caucasian man killed 8 people. Another Caucasian man killed 10 people at a grocery store. The other one was at a massage parlor. And I was watching the news and I caught wind of it and I was just like, oh my God, you never know what's going on in somebody's head. And I'm not saying go around walking in fear, but it's your responsibility to be mindful of what comes out of your mouth, to be careful of what comes out of your mouth. God charges us. He said life and death is in the power of our tongue. And so we have to be responsible for what comes up, what comes out of that. You want life to flow out of that. So once again, if you are in a season where you feel like, I keep on having to be the bigger person, God. Don't look at it that way. God literally tells us, and I am a true witness of this, we must turn the other cheek. And sometimes we have to handle things with our mouth in a loving way. And if somebody is doing you wrong, learn to hold them accountable to God. Take it to God. You can love somebody, but if they're toxic with their words to you, you don't have to be around them. You don't have to be around somebody to love them. You don't have to be around somebody to feel loved and get mistreated. I will say that. You don't. You have a responsibility to grow in God if you so choose to. So I want to admonish you once again, men and women of God, and those that are in between that are coming back to God and that are finding their way to God, please use your words carefully. Use the process of where God is taking you, use it in a mighty way. Use it to where God will be glorified. I love you guys. This has been another discussion on Unmask and Identify It Radio with your host, Jerae Speaks. I really want to encourage you guys to visit my web. Follow me all across social media at MendTheVow. I look forward to the next discussion. May God bless you, and may you journey on to where God has you. Be encouraged, and God bless you again.